The Gabcast, a podcast about Belgab.com. Visit UFOship.com for live streaming and chat.
Okay, everybody, this is the Gabcast. If you would like to be on the show, the number to call is 623-242-CAST. That is 623-242-CAST. This is a show about Belgab.com. And so for those of you listening, we're very happy to have you here. I went ahead and you guys, since all three of you are connecting on Skype, I can't adjust the levels you hear on the music. So the listeners hear the adjusted levels, but to you guys, it's just full blast, you know, full stream ahead. So sorry about that. Redacted's here. Hi, Redacted.
How's it going?
Curtis.
Hey.
and Jazmunda, he's got his name on Skype here, and I'm almost calling him by his name as a result of that.
Ironically, is George.
Which really, yeah. you shouldn't care because you've called into Art's radio show using your real name.
I don't really care.
His real name is Franklin Gienkowski.
Yes. So, I'm a bricklayer from Paterson, New Jersey.
I don't know. That name doesn't really sound like that of a bricklayer, but okay, you know, whatever fantasy you want to weave for all of us, that's wonderful. So again, the number to call if you want to be on the show, 623-242-CAST. It's 623-242-CAST. This is a show about Belgab.com, which is a show about a forum, about a show that no longer exists, but it seems will exist again, actually, in July. What a bunch of, you know, taking into consideration the show we did this past Tuesday, what a bunch of negative Nancys we are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we struck just the right tone.
Do you? Really?
Well, considering the information we had at hand at the time.
Actually, that's true.
And I think that his post, while he might not have listened to our episode, someone who knows him did, because I felt like it pretty well was a response to what we said and the questions we asked. I mean, I'm not saying that he single picked out our episode to use for that. But I think that in a way we helped spur the conversation and push it forward and forced him to say something.
Well, it's not ridiculous to think Art's aware of what we said on this show. I mean, first of all, he posts on our forum. He's been a guest on this show. So that's not ridiculous to think that he maybe even listens to he's got nothing but time. So maybe he does listen to this show. Who knows? Or at least when he feels, whenever someone tells him that there's a worthy episode to listen to, maybe he listens in that circumstance. I don't know. But
yeah, I think he's far more likely to react to negative than he is to a bunch of people just getting excited for him. So that's where I think that we fit. We served a purpose with that episode.
Well, I mean, based on the post he submitted to Belgab prior to Tuesday's show, can you blame us for being a bunch of negative Nancys? I mean, really? I mean, the post essentially said, hey, you know, I'm having a lot of second thoughts. If I do this, it's still going to suck because I have to spend all this money and all these resources in order to make it happen. So we're not exactly insane for thinking that he's probably not going to be back in July. And then yesterday at about 5 o'clock, he posts on Belgab, hi all, here's an update. Here's why the way I see things. Starting in late July, Dark Matter makes a return 5 nights a week from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific on DMRN. The stream will be at a higher bit rate and free to all. So a 3-hour show, 5 nights a week. As I mentioned, a producer is needed, and it looks like we have found a really good one. Paul will also be able to assist. I will be I wonder who the producer is. Does anybody know?
No idea.
I will be depending on all of you, as well as my Facebook followers, to spread the word far and wide on social media. A blitz, if you will. But not yet. It's still too early. I agree with that. You don't want to, you know, blow your wad right out of the gate here. Just wait a little bit and wait until the timing's right. He says, but I will give you all the word. We don't need magazines, and we sure don't need any AM radio to spread the word. Social media has far more power. I have seen what you can do. When he said that, I think he really should be more specific and say he has seen what Belgab can do, because I think he's referring to the Free Art Bell thing when he says that.
I think he's also responding to the criticism that we've said And we're not the only ones who've said it, but we most recently did, that there's this whole group of people out there that are willing to give him free publicity if he just would say the word.
Maybe, I don't know. I when I read that sentence, I interpreted it to mean the Free Art Bell thing that started on Bell Gab whenever he left.
I think it's all of that.
Maybe, yeah, you're probably right. We will start building the studio in March or so, and as I have mentioned, I will absorb the cost myself. This will be a labor of love because I do dearly love talk radio. There will only be enough content from anything else to give myself a short break every hour, or to put another way, almost no commercials. That's great. There will also there are other very exciting aspects of what this show will have, but again, it is simply too early to give away what is coming. Trust me, it is exciting. Wow, that's great news. And you know, as I was on Bell Gab, I was just thinking to myself as I was looking at those live show threads under the Dark Matter section, just thinking how awesome it's going to be to see people in these threads posting every night once again, just in real time, just watching the thread grow to 30 pages within the span of a couple hours. I mean, that was so awesome when it was happening.
And it was a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we have a lot of listeners. The server is just totally maxed out. And there was no suspicion, I don't believe, that Art was going to call in. So I think it's genuinely because people find us to be amazing and really want the sound of our voices just permeating their homes and their cars. So thank you. No, I really... Jasmunda, before the show, you said that you sent Art some messages.
Yeah, I just sent him a, you know, private message on Facebook just saying we're live in 15 minutes and gave him the phone number and the chat address. And 2 minutes after that, he replied, not to me, but on one of the posts that he did on Facebook saying, guys, I would love to join you on Bell Gab, but I am unable to because I do not want to give SiriusXM Premiere any reason to pull any more dirty tricks. July is coming, TikTok.
I don't think that's a ridiculous concern. I mean,
sounds smart to me. He's thinking, you know, before he does anything, he wants to be careful.
If he were to say the wrong thing, they could accuse him. I've not read his no-compete contract, and I've not read his, performance contract. If they're mutually exclusive of one another, I don't know. Maybe it's all one big fat contract. I don't know. But maybe if he does go out and say things that he shouldn't say, I guess that could cause a problem. But then again, I mean, he was on this show once before. It would be nice to have him on again. And he was under the same no-compete when he was on before. But, yeah, well.
I think it's about trying to make sure that George Noron and company has as little ammunition as possible.
Isn't that sad, too? Because Nori wouldn't even have the platform he does if it wasn't for this guy.
Someone send George some messages real quick. You people listening to the show, George at coasttocoastam.com, send him some messages, and please ask him to call into this show. Give him all the pertinent info. If he just gets a flood of emails suddenly asking him to call into this show and that the hosts would like him to call in, I suspect he'll do it. He's a pretty accessible person, George is.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's up to do anything that will, you know, disrupt Art and put Art off his game.
He is the disruptor.
And in the center are the four of us moving the puppet strings. Yeah, so if you're listening and you are inclined to take a moment, please, just send George a couple messages and ask him to call into this show. Because there are a lot of things that would be interesting to talk to him about. Especially seeing what ended up actually happening with Dark Matter. I'd like his opinion on some of the things that Art has publicly said about him on Facebook. I mean, those are things Art has publicly said, so it's fair game, you know. Hey, what do you think about this? I would like to hear what he says about those things.
Do you think that George will start posting back on Bell Gab now that Art's made his intentions clear of what he intends to do?
Well, 2 weeks ago, George sent me an email and he said, Michael, listen, if you will start paying me $20 per week, I'll start posting on Bell Gab. Now, I started sending those payments 3 weeks ago. I haven't seen shit. So I really No, I don't know. Maybe
he was serious.
Maybe
you know what? It'd be funny to create a bounty. Say if the members of BellGab can figure out which secret screen name George is posting under, then we'll close the Falky thread. But they have to figure out the right poster.
He did have a let's see, what was his secret username that he was posting under before he started posting as G Nori? Let me look that
really?
Up. Yeah, let me look that up.
I'm telling you, he's just slimy, and Art wants to keep the problems down to a minimal before game time, you know? I think that's what it is.
That's a good plan, I think.
But I think George and co. Know how to push Art's buttons, and...
They do.
You know that happened last time,
and it
works.
They play him like a violin every time, it seems. Okay, George was username Johnny.
What?
Yeah.
How's that spelled?
Yeah, and the only post, J-O-H-N-N-Y, and the only thing ever submitted under that account was in the George Nori Sucks thread. It is post number 13,962. That's 13962. Who are you, losers? Try a better site like Into Infinity! Exclamation mark with a space before the exclamation part mark, by the way.
Which thread? Was it in the George Nori Sucks thread?
Yeah.
Was it triple spaced?
That was June 2nd, 2012. And then his first post actually as G Nori was... I said that was June 2012, right?
Yeah.
So yes. Then his first post as G Nori was August 2013. So a year and 2 months later, he posted as G Nori.
And that was Art said he was coming back in at the end of July, was it?
I don't remember when all the... What an awesome... You remember that run up to the first iteration of Dark Matter, you know, with the exclamation
the website,
mark?
Yeah.
All the little things with the individual letters showing up. And, I mean, if that could only be canceled out and we could be made to forget that, and I guess you could call it a marketing campaign, could be applied to what Art's going to do in July. Wow. That was the
Art
best
needs,
thing ever.
Art needs
like
J.J. Abrams.
Secret.
Yeah.
The two of you are speaking on top of you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Now I'm talking on top of you. Go ahead, Redacted. I'm sorry. I'm a douche.
No, it's fine. It was like a secret marketing campaign. You know, you had to watch that progress bar. It like inched by little, and then the letter, yes.
That's because Art and company, they know Art's audience. They know that people are regularly going to that artbell.com domain to see what's happening, if anything, and probably had been prior to that for 15 years. I'm sure there are people out there that for the last 15 years made it a part of their day. Every morning they'd wake up, take a piss, go to their computer and type artbell.com and press the return key. No, they don't have an enter key. They have a return key. They have a Dell from 1995.
I must admit, I wasn't a daily doer of that, but I every now and again I would go to artbell.com just to see if anything was happening there. But I also used to put it, and I think I've said it on the show before, I also used to put into Twitter the words Art Bell into Twitter just to see if anything was happening, if Art was out there posting anything. He didn't have an account at that time. And the only things I used to get were people in art class who were waiting for art class to finish to go to Taco Bell.
I used to occasionally go to eBay and search for Art Bell merchandise. And
so
the only we really are a couple of fags, aren't we?
Bell Art?
It's like some lady whose last name is Bell and she makes this shitty art out of paper plates or something.
Yeah,
that's what I would always find. Although I did find on eBay once a copy of The Art of Talk, the audiobook form and with cassette tapes. And I actually dubbed it, and back when years ago when I had my old Art Bell stream, I used to run the dubbed copy that I made of that audiobook on the stream, and people just loved it. But the problem was, because I'm an idiot, I think the second half of the final tape wasn't a part of the dub, and it just didn't really, you know, it was incomplete. We'll just put it that way. I wish I had gone back and fixed that. But by the time it really got down to it, I had quit the stream anyway, so it didn't matter much. But that's the only thing I ever bought off of eBay pertaining to Art Bell. Although I did buy one of those Art Bell shirts that was advertised on Bell Gab. You remember that guy?
Which one did you get?
The ones that... they were just recently, some guy came in there and he made up some Art Bell shirts that have Art Bell's face on a logo, like around the chest.
So you got the East of the Rockies?
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, you sound very impressed, Redacted. I'm glad you're happy that I bought that shirt.
I am. I'm tickled by that. No, but I'm just relating to you guys because for the longest time, I'd look up artbell.com and I knew to tell myself before I hit that, you know, the button, there wouldn't be anything there, but I checked it anyway all the time. And yeah, I'd check art or art radio and you'd get all these unrelated search results back that didn't have anything to sadly do with Art Bell at all.
Did you guys see the tin foil commercial that Art was in that somebody posted on Bell Gab?
I just watched that, yeah.
I saw that once a long time ago, and I had totally forgotten about it. See, that's the kind of cool shit that Art did over the years that you're never going to see George Norrie doing. Oh, yeah. And even if you do see George Norrie, no one's going to know who George Norrie is.
Well, the funny thing for
they're
me
gonna
is
they're going to say, who is this mustached creep on my TV screen? And does he have a hair lip? Is that why he's wearing... I don't know. Is that...
That guy have a stroke?
is that a squirrel?
I think George does have a cleft palate. And I think that's why... even George admits that he has had some verbal issues over the years. And that he has some, you know, little quirky tendencies verbally. And I kind of wonder if that's why. I mean, I think that's why he has the mustache to hide the cleft palate scar.
Well, hey, really quick, if there was any question you could ask Art right now that he could type into a chat room, what would it be? What's the one question that's hanging in your mind?
So is that a hint?
I don't know.
Is Art in the chat room?
What's the one question you would ask him if he happened to be in a chat room and was typing to our listeners who happen to be at ufoship.com/chat?
Isn't that amazing how I go from talking about the cool commercials that you would occasionally see Art Bell in to talking about the possibility that George Norrie has a cleft palate?
That just shows your ability right there. You can take it anywhere.
These tangential connections I make. My God, thank God I used so many drugs for so many years.
It's radio magic.
So if you want to be on the show, the number to call is 623-242-CAST. That is 623-242-CAST. I'm really interested to see what some of the people in the chat room listening, I'm really interested to see what some of you think about this July event that's coming up later this year. I mean, are you excited about it? Are you sort of like feeling fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, Well, again, fool him again. No, that was the George Bush thing. Remember that? He forgot that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mission.
Yeah, I mean, are some of you in that camp, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me? Are you excited? Are you just, let's wait and see? I am pretty interested to see what the overall temperature is out there as far as how people are feeling about that. What I'm kind of thinking that I really don't care. I don't care about why Art has quit his show in the past. I don't care about whether he should have signed a no-compete contract with Sirius or whether he should have. I don't care about any of that. I just want to hear more Art Bell shows. I've been a fan of Art Bell since 1993. I was 13 years old. This guy's voice has been a part of my life for, I guess you could say, a majority of my life. You know,
agreed.
Why would I not want more shows? I saw some, I think it was Mark Knight on Bell Gab posted something like, this was before the July announcement, by the way. Something like, it's just phooey on this anyway. He probably shouldn't come back because, I mean, screw that. No, I want more Art Bell shows. I don't care what the mechanism is to make that happen. I don't care what's happened in the past. And by the way, even if people do have reservations about what happened with Sirius XM, I still believe that Art was in the right. I still believe that I still believe that he had legitimate reasons for saying piss on this. And I know there are a lot of people who disagree with me, but look, the streaming issues at Sirius XM were well documented for years prior to Art's arrival. And I know that because I've been an Opie and Anthony listener since 2004, which was when they came to Sirius XM after their firing at WNEW.
Yeah, it was weird, though, like I've said several times for me, because I signed up with Sirius specifically for him, and I streamed it constantly and had no problems with it. So my reality and all that never set up together correctly to fit like what you experienced. But that doesn't mean I don't want to hear Art. So for everything that made me feel weird about it, I don't care. I push all that to the side if he's doing a show and he's broadcasting and, you know, but like I've said many times, the personal stuff and what happens in his life isn't what's important. It's when the radio turns on and or when the mic turns on and he starts doing what he does.
Well, remember last time when he was here, he did say that there are aspects to the whole situation that he couldn't talk about. So there's things we don't know. There's elements in play that we didn't know about. But I have to respect him for standing up with foot for what he thought was right for the good of the show. You have to respect that. That's an awesome thing. And that's why we love Art Bell.
So there's somebody in the chat room named Art, and I think people are trying to gauge whether that's the Art. So some Vatar says, "Hey, Art, QRZ?" Just waiting to see. Only Art Bell could know what QRZ is.
He's being tested.
Just go to the chat for Skype, Michael.
Say that again.
Have you seen the...
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. That's... What is he saying? I'm not even going to go into detail. Someone suspects that is actually Art.
I feel comfortable that...
Based on what you know?
Based on what I know, I feel comfortable, yes.
Really? So you're gonna stick your neck out there?
I'm sticking my... Well, you know, it doesn't hurt to do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your head gets chopped off, other times it doesn't.
Well, okay. Well, Art, if that's you, we love you, and we really want you to call in. Let's test this no compete, Art. Let's test it. And that would really be great to hear you. But if you don't call in, we totally understand. Just know that, you know, we are your true fans. Yes, you've got a bunch of Facebook followers over there, but anybody can just click a like button and, you know, hey, there's some crap in my news feed that somebody, you know, that's easy to do. These are the people who actually type bellgab.com into their address bar in their web browser and manually go here and read through the, I mean, there's a lot more work involved in participating in Bellgab than there is just clicking like on Art's Facebook page and seeing a post he submits going through your news feed from time to time. There's no work there. So these are the real fans. These are the real people. As Jack Nicholson said so eloquently in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So are you guys... I'm sorry, go ahead, Curtis.
Yeah, no, I just go, we have Art Bell tattoos on our bodies, so yeah, we're hardcore.
Did you see the guy who has an Art Bell tattoo of Art's entire head on his shoulder or on his forearm or his bicep? I guess it's on his, like on the side of his bicep. And I don't know. I mean, I love Art, but... I don't know if I necessarily want his face staring at my wife as I'm in bed with her. I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, in tattoo form, Art's not a bad looking guy, but in tattoo form, anybody looks creepy. So I'm not sure that that's necessarily a tattoo that guy is going to feel positive about as he moves into the future. But then again, I feel that way about any tattoo. But another
I get Art tattooed right on my arm, right on my shoulder. Hell yes.
But Art's head?
What are you talking about? Yes.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know.
Sunglasses, cigarette, Art Bell right there. Yeah, people are going to say, what is that? And I get to tell them.
Is there a picture out there of Art with sunglasses smoking a cigarette? I'm not aware of this. I do nothing on Friday nights but look at Art Bell pictures on Google Images, and I've not come across that one. So, Redacted, if you could quit dropping inaccuracies into the show here, that would be appreciated.
I know I've seen it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's necessarily the I mean, yeah, like the name Art Bell, that's cool. You know, want to take a ride? Art Bell or whatever, you know, but another man's huge face on the side of your... I don't care who the man is. That seems a little... I wonder if Art's seen that, and if he has, what he thinks about it. Is that like a head shaker, as Art would say?
I would love to know his thoughts on
ding,
that.
Ding, ding, ding.
There's Columbine, and then there's the guy who's got that tattoo. You know, a close second. I don't know. So, yeah, 623-242-CAST, if you want to call in and talk about things. So what are you guys thinking about July? What are your overall impressions?
Well, I do have a question. I haven't read everything that's been posted, but I saw about maybe there's a premium stream happening. I'm interested in how all that works out.
And I think the impression I got was that the stream is going to be high bitrate, period.
Really? Because, again, unless something has cleared it up, I thought that it was free to stream for everybody, and then a higher bit stereo stream would be a premium pay level. And then I was confused about the download of it. Is a download free for everybody, or
I think that would be something you charge for. Yeah. And that's totally reasonable.
Yeah, I paid for like the crappiest internet radio service, I guess, just to listen to him. So why wouldn't I pay directly to him and cut out the middleman?
Cat Smile says MV just fears his wife will kiss his tat during sex. That's why. If you think that's where my fears end, I can tell you that you need to reevaluate. They go well beyond that, the possibilities involving a tattoo. I just got into the chat room, by the way. I haven't. Aldous wants to know if Art's going to go see Rush in Vegas. Does he mean Limbaugh? Or
no.
Rush? Okay. Just go hang out with Rush Limbaugh. Hey, Rush. Yeah, I used to work for Premiere. Yeah, how's it going? Let's hang out. I know that Art used to be kind of chummy with Limbaugh. I think Limbaugh actually gave Art that big alien, didn't he?
Yeah, that statue, which looked pretty cool.
Let's take a call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Mike. It's Vitar Vince.
Hey, man. God, you I forgot you exist. Holy crap.
I know. I forgot I existed, too. Now I've just been lurking for about 3 years, you know?
I thought you were going to say you forgot I exist. I started to feel a little bad there.
No. I was a religious listener of the spec sheet.
Thank you.
Until Curtis decided to betray you.
Well, he is a son of a bitch, and I will hold that against him eternally. But go ahead. Continue.
Thank you. I don't think this is Art Bell.
You don't?
Because Art Bell's a ham radio operator, and I said QRZ, which everybody knows in ham radio is who's calling. So he would, at being a ham radio operator, automatically fire back with his ham call sign.
He did.
Allay any of our fears.
WR250 in the chat room, who is the admin for the chat room, is assuring us that it's Art. He's saying he's seen the IP address, so I don't know.
And we will be sharing that IP address with everybody in 10 minutes. I just want to... No, I'm kidding.
No, but the Art did answer back with his letters and then another QRZ.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. I saw it.
Yeah, W6RDB.
Yeah, but everybody knows Art's call.
Well, here's
my... Yeah, but he didn't say that. He said, I have a broadcast NC, which includes social media. I am being careful. QRZ, standby. I didn't see any call letters. Maybe I missed it in the IRC.
And he just said W6BB right now.
Oh, Art, just call the show and say it's me. Put these little, these willy-nilly naysayers.
Call up controversy.
Just call up and say... Just call up and say, it's Art Bell, it is me in the chat, and you can hang up. There's nothing serious can do to you for that.
Yeah, surely you can do that. It's talking on the phone.
What needs to happen, Art, call in, just say your name's Jimmy. It'll be fine. We can work with that.
I just typed the number in the chat room there for you, Art. So if it is you, just call in. Someone's asking Art to take a selfie with the duck lips. Yes.
Preferably with today's newspaper, so we can prove that.
Imagining Art doing AMA duck lips like my 15-year-old niece. Wow.
He probably just wanted to hang out in the chat room, have a listen, see what's going on, and now everybody's on him to call in. He's like, oh,
well, he knows that's going to happen, but that's a good thing. It means everyone cares. Everyone's still interested. We love you, Art.
But let's all take a deep breath.
I mean, listen, Go ahead.
I mean, guys, think about it. Think about, like, he came on, like, 3 days ago and made that post, like, I'm not sure I'm going to do it. I don't know. It's going to be a great personal expense and all that time, and can't find a producer. And then, like, 2 days later, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm coming back in July. Trolled y'all.
Do you think, why do you think that change? I mean, look, the juxtaposition between those two posts is, I will say, extremely noticeable. So
I just think Art has a giant, like, he's got a big, like, puckish side where he just loves to fuck with people. I mean, it's come through in a couple of shows, like, where he's just like, And, you know, I think he just likes to have fun, like any of us. I mean, if I was coming back, like, if I hosted a radio show that was as wildly popular as Art Bell, I'd go on a fan site and be like, no, guys, it's probably not going to happen. Like, you know, and just see what everybody says and then be like, fool you. But anyway, that's all I came here to say.
Vitar, you hosted a couple shows with me. Was that the train wreck show or was that the spec sheet?
Yeah, we did a train wreck show together. We only did one.
Was it just one?
I thought it was all right. Yeah, I know. It was just, I felt like more, but it was just one.
So I just sort of abandoned you after that.
I think you actually asked me to do another show. And you were like, hey, let's do another show. And I was like, yeah. And it just sort of never happened.
You don't have to be nice. I abandoned you. It's okay. You can say it. It's
No, it's fine.
No, I abandoned you.
I always wanted to do the spec sheet.
Because, well, a lot of people did. But I always knew that show cannot work if Curtis isn't there.
I know.
It was the spec sheet with Curtis Thornton. So
yeah, there was that,
Curtis
too.
Curtis was the backbone of that show.
Oh, but before we went to be streamed on Dark Matter, I knew that people didn't want to listen to the spec sheet with Curtis Thornton. So behind the scenes, I said, this is not, take my name off the title.
Yeah, you became the sidekick, if I remember.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me, because I'm just having fun being around. So,
Well... thanks for the call, Vitar. It's certainly a pleasure to hear from you. I'm glad you're still around. You know, there are a lot of people that over the years dealing with this forum and the personalities that come and go, you run into a lot of people that you become like internet close to. You know, you qualify that internet close, and people that you communicate with regularly, and then they just slowly fade away, and then you kind of forget about them. I mean, I've thought back on some of the people that I've known, not really known, but you get my point. People that I communicated with regularly on Belgab that just sort of went away, and there's a lot of them. I mean, just people that I thought would always be around. Nope. I'm getting calls. How about that? I don't know who that is, but they're going to have to wait. So, yeah, if you want to be on the show, 623-242-CAST, it is 623-242-CAST. You know, there's really not a whole lot to talk about. It's just that... Art made this announcement about July. We didn't want to wait until Tuesday to do a show and talk about it. Made more sense to strike while things are hot here. And so that's what we've done. There's really not a whole hell of a lot else to say other than is the guy in the chat room who claims to be Art Bell going to call in. Art says, business is war and I lost a battle. The war begins in July. Let's start parsing his words. Does that sound like something Art Bell would say, Jasmunda?
I don't think Art thinks that he lost, so maybe not.
Uh-oh, we've got a little dissension in the ranks. Curtis, is that Art Bell?
You know, Jazz makes a good case there, to be honest. But I feel comfortable with the evidence presented to me. But thanks, Jazz, for putting some doubt in my head.
Would Art use a comma in the middle of his sentence? Redacted.
I believe he would use a comma in the sentence, and the way he's talking in the chat. The time space continuum now has a rip in it because Art is in the chat room. I'm talking to him and he is listening now to me in this broadcast.
Art, if that's Art in the chat room, he says, I'm not a great business guy, as was demonstrated with my mistake with Sirius. Would Art say that? I don't know if this is Art!
Would he capitalize Sirius?
And no period at the end.
And he hasn't made a spelling error or a grammatical error.
Well, he didn't put a period at the end of that sentence.
Well, here's the thing. When challenged about whether it was him, he said, check my IP. And a troll wouldn't do that because how quick and easy would it be for us to figure that out?
What if what if it's someone using a proxy that they know exits in the Nevada area?
Uh-huh. But what, I mean...
Oh, it's a spoofed IP. There you go. That would be awesome. This would be the best episode ever.
Art gave us our period. Thank you, Art.
Yeah. We need to come up with a question that only Art Bell would know and that no one else could search on the internet for.
Well, how would we know the answer to it?
I don't know. Hey, Art, what is your favorite part in Art's parts?
That's such a lame-ass question. We do not know the answer.
Do you still have Bugs' map?
Yeah, but that's not something we can verify. Yes.
I know. I can't think of anything we can verify.
Art, what color is the carpeting in your radio room? Go. I don't know. Well, if that's Art, I wish you would call him. I'm inclined to believe that that's not him.
I'm inclined to believe that it is.
Really?
Feel it.
You just have that vibe?
I have a strong vibe. This
I've
is
got
Art
a way
Bell.
To confirm this. I mean, I don't want to put the guy through too much. He could either email you, Michael. That would work. Or I can...
Well, someone could spoof his email address.
Can you do
that? Now you're going too far. you crossed a bridge.
Snap T says we need to triangulate Art's position. What we need to do is like that hippie guy in the Ace Ventura movie where he's moving the ships away from the whales.
Wait. I got it. Art, if you're listening, what song did I send to you that you used as bumper music for Dark Matter?
Do you really think he can answer that? He has no clue.
Can't answer that.
No way.
Just type it in there. The title of the song.
Why do you think he would know that or remember that? Do you know
because
how many people have probably...
It was a good song that I sent to him and he really dug it and he used it as Dark Matter bumper music. And if he answers that, then we would know it's him.
Yeah, but does he remember you?
He probably gets a lot of stalkery shit.
Who else sent him a song that he played?
You think you're the only stalker following Art around the internet recommending
no.
bumper music?
But,
come on,
he
Redacted.
He doesn't remember. Come on, it was, let me see if I can give a little clue. It was,
what color was the crocheted tissue box cover that I
sent? Yes, he knows. He said it. The what? Drums. Yes, it was the drums. And he knows that's
okay.
Art Bell.
Well, that's Art Bell on the
There you go.
I just sent him a message.
I risked my case.
Okay, show's over. Everybody have a good night. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next week. Until next time, I love all of you. Bye. No, I'm here. I was just trying to fill until I could reach up and push the button to start the music. Okay. Well, if anyone wants to be on the show, and actually, this would be a nice time. If you have something you want to say to Art, you could call in and say it.
I think that's the best.
Ask him a question.
Yeah, or just why you think he should be on the air and who he should interview. What are the topics that you're most interested to hear in our world like it is now? I think that's one disconnect we had with Dark Matter is... Coast to Coast happened before the internet was huge. Now the internet's part of everyone's life. We can research anything. What do you want to hear from him?
I have a question. This is MV Art. And I don't know if this question's ever been asked, but Art, a lot of people have wondered over the years if you ever had a financial interest in Ed Dame's business enterprises, like the DVDs that he sells, the products that he has advertised during his appearances on the show. A lot of people have thought or suspected or alluded to the idea that you had a financial interest in those products. I'm inclined to think you didn't. And so that would be an interesting question to have an answer to. Art says never. Already. Okay. This is like talking to a Ouija board.
Yes, it is.
Oh, look, it's moving up to the moon. No, shut up. You're moving it. Stop it.
Oh, wait. Jazz has his questions. Now's your moment to ask the list of questions.
Well, oh, yeah.
They were kind of just joke questions.
I know.
Really?
I know.
You presented it like you had these real heavy questions that you sat down. And Art, what is it that you think life is all about? You know, what's the meaning of all this? I thought you had some real serious, heavy questions.
Well, no, I do have one. I do have a serious question. Was Victor, the Area 51 whistleblower, really Whitley Strieber?
I think Art's answered that question before.
Oh, has he?
I think so, and he denied denied that it was. But a lot of people have analyzed that audio and come to the conclusion that it, in fact, is Whitley Strieber. That doesn't mean it's necessarily Whitley Strieber, but that's what a lot of people think, is that an art says no.
This is a Ouija board.
I know. I really feel like I should be writing a letter to Mattel saying, you know, this thing really works amazingly. I just want to tell you that I never thought I'd get these results. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, it's B-Dub.
Hi, man.
Hey. So question for Art in the chat room would be, of all the guests that he's had on his shows over the years, I'm wondering which one he thinks has held up the best over time.
As far as the assertions they've made, credibility, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
And not like falling to pieces. Like, I think Stephen Greer, once upon a time, seemed pretty credible, but he's since come completely unwound.
What do you think, B-Dub? Who are some people that you think have held up?
Oh, that's tough, because I don't think a lot of them...
Oh, so you just call in and ask Art all the tough questions, and you're just going to sit back and eat ice cream. Okay, that's great.
Well, I mean, Steve, once upon a time, like I said, I thought Stephen Greer seemed pretty reasonable, pretty credible. Now he's basically started his own UFO cult in North Carolina.
How do you start a UFO cult? This sounds like something where you could really get laid a lot.
Yeah, well, you can ask Stephen Greer about that. I'm sure he'd have some pointers. I think you charge people $2,000 to go hang out in the desert by Area 51 with you and point flashlights up in the sky. I don't know.
Isn't Stephen Greer the guy who was challenged by Ian Punnett and then Punnett had to apologize to him on air later?
No, I don't believe so.
Who was the guy that Punnett had to apologize to in a subsequent broadcast?
That was a crazy religious dude.
That was Steve.
Quayle?
Quayle. That's the only email I've ever sent to a non-Art Coast to Coast, that episode. That was awesome.
To say what?
Just to say how amazing it was to hear Punnett get so mad, because he didn't... He cut the dude off so quickly. It was just crazy. I'd never heard anything like it. Basically saying, you're an idiot and I don't want you on the air anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard the episode where the confrontation occurred between Punnett and Quayle. But yeah, I'm inclined to fall on Punnett's side just because he seems like such a reasonable person.
Art Bell says that Dr. Greer is a good guy, but you can only say soon for so long.
I think it's really interesting now with the whole Project Blue Book stuff that's been opened up, that more proof that the government is behind all these conspiracies. I'd love to hear what everyone who's for disclosure or anything like that, what they have to say.
You know, I have a question for Art, and B-Dub, did you have anything else, or do you want to just sit here with us? You don't want to sit here with us and hang out, or you're really done with this show, aren't you? You just want nothing to
I'll
do
hang
with
out.
Okay.
I'll hang out.
That's cool. I'm kind of curious what Art thinks. Art posts in the chat room that he says, I think the time really is here when social media can kick radio's ass. AM is fading fast. I really do believe terrestrial radio is fading. I think the only hope for terrestrial radio is talk radio, because talk is genuinely exclusive and original content that a terrestrial broadcast entity can create and put out there as a product of their own that can't be replicated as music can. You know, I mean, if one person has a copy of a song, everyone has it, and it's the same whether it's playing in New York or LA. So there's nothing exclusive about that. And so I think if there's anything that's going to save radio, it's going to be talk. But assuming radio dies, I wonder what it is Art thinks that should be done with all of that spectrum that's not going to be used anymore. I mean, I think the spectrum for AM radio is only like 1.5 megahertz or something like that. Maybe not even that much. Maybe about 1.25 megahertz. Whereas the FM spectrum is 98, about 20 megahertz, I think. Because you got to have more spectrum for all of that additional information that comes along with FM stereo broadcast radio. But I'm just wondering what it is that Art thinks would eventually be done with all of that spectrum. I can't imagine what it would be. I always thought that what would be really cool is if they took all of the local terrestrial radio stations and used their signals instead to broadcast data to people, instead of broadcasting, you know, old analog radio waves. They broadcast, they act as a data entry point for people.
Yeah, I was going to launch into my, was it Peter Davenport, the UFO guy that's always about, it's all about the data, the data.
Show me the data.
Data. Use the bandwidth to ship data to people.
Well, we'll wait for the Ouija board to answer. Does anybody have any lemonade?
I have a question for Art. Does he want any help from the general public in regards to covering costs? Is he looking for donations? I'm sure there's many people that would like to help out, big or small. Is there something we can do?
He must be sitting on a pile of cash.
No, I'm not.
He just can't wait to send money over to Art Bell. He can't wait to write a check and mail it over to Pahrump.
Well, he answered the question about AM.
Art Bell has 5,000 friends. He's got 15,000 followers. If he has some type of donation, a few dollars here and there from everyone starts to add up. So does he want some help?
Yeah. We need to keep track, too, if we're going to ask him questions to respond to these on the air. Redacted, if you want to, really
Art
quick.
Answered the AM question. Yeah, where'd it go? Now I lost it.
He said, I think the hams will get the AM band back. We once had it. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, what does it mean if someone's name is Red?
That means they've mentioned you.
Oh.
Okay. In a comment.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just taken by the Red username.
Yeah, so going back to what you're saying, Jazz, I agree. What does he want to capitalize on the goodwill of all those followers and have them move something forward?
Well, he's answered saying that he has the money to build it and he just hopes they will come.
Well, I think as long as, I mean, look, everybody is going to be more than happy to pay $5 or $10 a month to have regular Art Bell shows, and especially regular Art Bell shows with very little commercial content. Everyone's going to be more than happy to pay for that. I hardly pay for anything. There's very little out there that I'm such a cheap piece of crap, as Curtis knows from the things we've talked about on the spec sheet. But I would totally pay for that. Even if I had the ability to pirate those shows, which I'm sure that ability will be out there, I would still pay just for the sake of supporting what it is that I like and enjoy. You know, I think most people would feel the same way.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, you and I, as we've talked about different services, you know, I take care of whatever you don't pay for services. I pay double for you. I paid for Sirius when Art joined it. And when he left, I called them and said, here's why I'm leaving your service, and canceled it. I would love to repurpose that money and put it back towards something that goes straight to Art. And like podcasts like No Agenda, I've donated to that also. I believe I'm paying. If you get good value for something, I'm going to pay back the creator.
I've been thinking about donating to them too. I've said in the past, I don't really, paying someone to have a hobby, but I listen to that show a lot.
What is No Agenda? Who's on that?
That's with John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry. It's where they deconstruct current news. The funny thing is I donated and tried to use it, because if you pay a certain amount in your donation, they'll read it on the air or on the podcast for you. And so I put in a donation with a message to promote the spec sheet, but didn't realize that I was using my business PayPal account, and they read the name of the business and not my message. So I spent my money to get our show advertised on it, and not advertised, but mentioned, and it ended up being a big flop.
That's a shame.
But I
don't hear that.
I'm a donor, not a boner. That's what
that is the point. I mean, you did give money. I've been thinking about donating to them too. But I think Art probably would be best to go with the stream is free, but if you want the premium features, you pay a few dollars every month or whatever. You know, I think that's. Yeah.
Really quick, since Art's here, I would really love for him, if he hasn't in the past, to listen to No Agenda, because I feel like they carry the torch for what he did in a way that's different than the paranormal. They're not talking about Sasquatches and things like that.
or healing medications. They're deconstructing the news and talking about conspiracies related around it and trying to get to the heart of it. I would love to see art, you know, mimic the way they're doing it now in the internet world, the way they use producers. Basically, anyone who listens to their podcast, who sends information to them, they pretty much feed that back out with their own analysis of what was sent to them. But the producers get credit for it. So if, kind of like with art's doing with artbell.com with Keith, where, you know, the articles get fed into it, but include the audience a little bit more with it. So if Art has listened to No Agenda before, then he knows already what I'm saying.
Here's a question for Art. What do you think about Jimmy Church jumping ship? And how are things between you and Keith? Because it seems to me that, frankly, it's kind of a repeat of the very thing. I mean, I don't know what the communication between Art and Keith has been this time around, as Jimmy Church is concerned, where Jimmy Church is concerned. But, I mean, the last time around, there was a little bit of a blow-up because of Church going over to Premier Radio to host an episode of Coast to Coast AM. Well, now he's left entirely, and he's their employee now, right?
Yeah, but surely that's not Keith's job to keep Jimmy Church in line, especially if there's no contract involved.
Yeah, I think
with
that
Jimmy
was
being on Dark Matter Radio Network.
Well, no one. I'm not necessarily saying it is Keith's job, but I mean, I'm more addressing the blow up situation. You know, how are things between Art and Keith?
I mean,
it seems like the same thing has kind of happened again. The only difference is whether there was more communication between Art and Keith this time.
Well, that was the problem last time. It seemed that Keith didn't tell Art that was happening, but I think, I don't know. Art's just said that Jimmy screwed Keith. It has no real effect on my plans, which is
My guess is that Keith and Art probably don't communicate on a daily basis, so Keith probably didn't felt like whatever was going on with Jimmy rose to the need to alert Art to it. And that probably caused some confusion between the two of them. I'm sure now if plans are ramping up, that communication level's different.
Well,
I'd also like to know, does Art plan on having a regular weekend host to fill the same time slot that he's going to fill during the week?
And if not,
so, does he have anyone? Well, no, not myself. I would suggest someone like Bateman.
Yeah, I was just saying MV is available.
Oh, am I?
You are now. I just made you. As a chairman of operation or a director of operations at Van Diepen Enterprises, I'll clear your schedule.
Well, if round two were to occur, I could try and mitigate the number of terrorist threats that I make.
Well, I'll be handling your non-compete in this, so.
God, there was something else I was going to ask, and I lost it. Damn it.
Oh, he hasn't thought about weekends yet.
Oh, here's what I was going to say. I think that, you know, I've said this a million times. I don't care enough about this genre to hear it discussed by anybody but Art Bell. The reason I listened to Art Bell was never because of the content. It was never because of the subject. It was just this guy and his voice, the way he spoke, the analysis that he rendered, whatever it was he happened to be talking about at the moment, those are the things that got me. And I'm not so interested in hearing anyone else talk about this sort of stuff. I think Art Bell's product should be Art Bell. That's how I feel.
I agree. I would like to see him, though, expand, like I was saying earlier, to make the show wider in terms of the topics he's talking about. And I think that will happen over time as he gets more shows under him.
Sure.
He's got to go back to what's...
As long as it's Art Bell, I don't care what he's talking about.
I want to hear him talk about entertainment. I mean, things he did on the old shows, talking about entertainment, news, movies, his opinions on politics, you know, to the degree he was comfortable and wanted to do that.
He had on Gordon Lightfoot. He had on George Carlin. Yeah. He had Willie Nelson. I mean,
I'm not even a cat person, and I used to enjoy hearing about his cats. I just liked Art talking about his life.
Yeah, he's like he's that friend who's always there for you. That's what everyone, I think, misses.
Derp says, MV must have been reading my mail. I'm not that much of a fan of the paranormal genre, but I never miss an Art Bell broadcast. See, that's exactly it. And I would be willing to wager that there are a lot of people out there who think exactly in the same way.
Well, you know, I didn't... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm done. Anyway, I was going to say that...
I didn't listen to Art when he was live on the air years ago. So everything I really know about Art has been listening to replays of old episodes that, like we talked about earlier, some things hold up, some things don't. But listening to Art always holds up, whatever it was he was talking about. So I'd have an eight-hour workday listening to episodes that aired 10 years ago, and I still enjoyed every moment of it. All of my fandom of him comes way after the fact of when these were broadcast. And then when he did come back to Sirius, it was you know, destination radio for me. But who cares what the topic is? Yeah, I just want to hear him give an opinion. Or just take somebody who's completely uninteresting, someone like me, and talk to them and make them somehow become interesting.
Yeah. So are we done?
Since we've got Art in the chat room and listening to the show, I'd just like to implore him to get on social media more in the time between now and July and comment on stuff that's going on in the news, whether it be paranormal, not paranormal. Just get out there, engage with your fans. The last few weeks have been, I think he's been really good in engaging with the fans. And, that's how you build an audience. Get out there, talk about stuff, you know.
And coming from someone with an Australian accent, that advice has so much more credibility.
Well, I wish.
No, it really does. I mean, you could literally tell me to ingest sarin gas, and I'd be like, well, he does have an Australian accent.
Well, he does say here, thank you, and we sure will expand the show into new areas. We will be all over the place in the new show, but there are things I cannot talk about ahead of time, but expect new stuff.
I want Art to roll out with some of the trash, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff from SiriusXM that he wasn't able to talk about. I want to hear about some of that.
That would be good stuff.
There were things that Art alluded to that he said he wasn't able to discuss previously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean about Sirius?
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see him cut all that past loose.
I love the gossip and the trash. I'm sorry.
I get that, but, you know, it's just like before.
I'm a big E-Hollywood Entertainment fan.
Nice. You, TMZ's your homepage?
I just can't get enough.
I would love Art to, like you said earlier, just erase the whole thing that with Sirius that happened. I don't want to hear any more about... I think he addressed the old premiere issues already. Let's just skip over the fact there were problems with Sirius and do a good show. There's plenty of other areas of gossip to jump into that it almost forces us to swallow a pill again of pain to continue to discuss it.
Just don't chew on it and just move on.
Yeah.
Derp says, MV, can you comment on the Gabcast getting bounced from the Dark Matter Radio Network? It belongs there, you terrorist, you. It wasn't the Gabcast that was bounced. It was the spec sheet, and it wasn't bounced. We chose not to continue doing it because Keith was laying out what I thought were... I thought he was micromanaging what it is we can say on the show, and that's why that happened. It wasn't because we were kicked.
I think you three should be on Dark Matter Radio Network again with this show.
I think this would be a... I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is such a niche show. I mean, which, yes, it is Art Bell, but I mean, who better to talk about Art Bell than Art Bell?
Yeah, but I think he should do what he's going to do, but you guys gossiping and talking about Bell Gab, I think that ties directly into what he's doing.
Or perhaps we could do some type of weekly wrap-up show about Art's shows throughout the week.
I have a great idea for a show. It'll just be me. I'll come in. Once a week, I'm thinking Saturdays, 2 p.m., I'll teach the audience how to use Pig Latin. What do you think?
I'll sign up for that podcast feed.
No takers? Okay. I've been shopping it around. I don't expect everybody to just jump for it, you know.
You should call it Talking Spirits, just like there's Talking Dead and all that.
Hogwash.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have things that I really need to do, so... you know, no one's really calling to ask questions of Art. I think we've pretty much said all that needs to be said, don't you guys think?
Yeah, I'm surprised more people didn't call in for the chance.
Yeah, I know. Here's Art Bell in the chat room. What do you people want? I can't do anything else for you.
Yeah. I mean, just to say, hey, we're excited for you. I mean, that really... I'm disappointed in Bell Gab, man.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I am too.
I thought they would step up on this.
and call the show?
Yeah.
How dare they have lives?
I forgot you were there, B-Dub. Hi.
Lives? It's Saturday night, and we've got 40 people in the chat room talking about a website about a show that doesn't exist anymore.
But it will in June. CJ, I don't like your attitude. I don't know. That's just me. Well, we've got to do something about this stream server because it's pretty clear that 50 listener slots is not enough.
Yeah.
Every show we're maxing donation. It out, whether people think Art is going to call in or be on the show or whatever. Every show it's maxed out.
It's time for the listeners to decide if they want the show on the air and to donate so you can go to a truly hosted solution.
We're growing.
You are.
We are, Curtis. We are.
I guess I am still director of operations.
Let's we got a caller. Let's go ahead and take a call. How about that? Okay. Hi there. You're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Caller.
Hey, sorry. It's Vitar again. I just had a question for Art, and I'm going to hang up and take my answer off the air. Yeah. I just was wondering how active he is on ham radio and what bands he's the most active on.
Okay. So you got it. That's Vitar with his question. And we got someone else calling in, but the problem is that I can't quite add him to the conference. You guys can't hear me, can you? Yeah. See, this is because Skype is just such a pile of crap. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah. He dumped us.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is White Crow.
Yeah. There's someone else. Redacted. Can you hear me?
She doesn't look like she's connected.
Okay. Yeah. See, Skype is such a pile of crap. I really hate using it in any capacity. Okay. Let's see. Now, see if I put... If I answer this call from Redacted, it's going to put the four of you or the three of you on hold. B-Dub, are you still there? Okay.
I think it's just the three of us currently.
Okay, let me see if I can just add her to the conference. Yeah, Art, so if you'd like to have this show on your network, it's really...
it's really professional.
Okay, well, the show's over anyway. That's enough of this. The show's done anyway. What do you say? It's Saturday night. I have things to do, people to see. What do you think, guys?
I cleared my schedule for this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. The music's messing your voice up, Jasmunda. Okay, that's it. This is the Gabcast. Thanks to everybody who tuned in tonight. Thank you to Art Bell for being in the chat room and suffering through our ridiculous barrage of questions. I think we need to get an answer to Vitar's question.
He answered it.
He says, okay, very mostly 10 meters of late. That's where Art's hanging out on the ham band. So for those of you who want to hear Art on ham radio, you think there's any sort of... let me see if I can do... Okay, did the music go away for you guys?
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you guys think that there's any sort of like contractual problem for Art if he talks on ham radio?
No, it's a completely different licensed medium.
But what about internet? Right? Oh, I guess it's the same. Is this considered radio?
Well, but I mean, he's a little he's a little reluctant to call in, though. So there must be something that
I've got a ham radio person we can have try to reach out to him right now. No.
Okay. All right, everybody. That's the Gabcast. We'll see you maybe next week. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
See ya.